USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says an entire community is suffering after an horrific act of violence in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The president opening a White House event by talking about the terrible consequences of the deadly Christmas parade tragedy that left five people dead and more than 40 others injured.
The people of Waukesha were gathered to celebrate the start of a season of hope and togetherness and Thanksgiving. This morning, Jill and I and the entire Biden family, and I'm sure all of us, pray that that same spirit is going to embrace and lift up all the victims of this tragedy.
Police Chief Daniel Thompson identifying the suspect as 39-year-old Daryl Brooks and say they plan on charging him with multiple homicides. Brooks believed to be fleeing the area after a domestic disturbance. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
AAA is predicting almost 53.5 million Americans will travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. Just what sort of weather should they expect as they hit the road?
Rain and wind are likely to cause travel delays as the Thanksgiving holiday week begins, with a system of stormy weather expected to start drenching the Midwest, later the upper Northeast, bringing abundant precipitation and high winds to the region. The conditions could cause air travel delays. Thousands of people expected to be heading out of town for Thanksgiving. Even more folks will be driving. Most Americans on the move will be, in fact, and that rain and wind will affect them as well, though it will die down in the Northeast by Thanksgiving Day itself. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Biden is tapping Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell for a second term. Biden making it official during a White House ceremony and praising the Fed for its role in the economic recovery. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The CDC giving the green light for COVID-19 vaccine booster shots for all adults over the age of 18. The boosters approved for adults 6 months after they received their first two doses. The CDC strongly encouraging older folks and people with underlying medical conditions to get their boosters before the holiday season. This has many people wondering if you now will need a booster shot to be considered fully vaccinated, to which former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells CBS News.
I think at some point they're going to, but not this year. I think eventually this will be considered a three-dose vaccine, but I would be hard-pressed to believe CDC is going to make that recommendation anytime soon, in part because of this debate about whether or not younger people who are at less risk should be receiving that third dose. In states where governors are looking to do this, and I think some local communities will do it, some businesses are probably going to do it quite soon. I think in cases where entities are going to mandate three doses for people who are 6 months out from the second dose, they're doing that because they're using the vaccine as a way to control transmission and try to end this pandemic. And, you know, there are people in the public health community who don't think that that's an inappropriate way to use the vaccine, but this is a debate that's going on right now in the public health community, and CDC's sort of stuttering approach to how they've embraced boosters is reflective of that debate.
More news always can be found by going to Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.